Hi, Wycombe rejoices at bombing raid. 15 July 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Hi, Wycombe, England. On Friday, 14th of July 2006, the citizens of High Wycombe and many other nearby villages and towns are dancing in the streets to celebrate the carpet bombing of a soulless concrete jungle by the People's Front for Liberation from Architectural Oppression, PFLAO. The daylight raid destroyed the hideous multi-story car park and adjoining bus station, both declared unfit for habitation even by vermin. 34 shopping trolleys, a gaggle of parking wardens, and a passing Slowtown fan were the unfortunate collateral. The bombing has brought universal praise from haters of buildings designed by crap 60s architects who had a fetish for piss-reddened, stinking concrete. PFLAO spokesfrog Berger Bierstedt croaked to the cheering, adoring crowds that spontaneously assembled on High Street, quote, "We've waited 40 years for this, and it's beautiful. For years we've been oppressed by the dank and dreary dictatorship of Wycombe Bus Station. Out of its hideous ruins can rise the brilliant future of High Wycombe. We may build a new Wimpy's, a bowling alley, and maybe even a new branch of Ann Summers," unquote. However, Wycombe District Council are declaring war on the PFLAO. Officer for Architectural Banality, Hubert Cumberdale, announced in a statement, quote, "Wycombe District Council considers the indiscriminate bombing of High Wycombe to be an act of kindness that will never be forgiven. Our Constitution clearly states we cannot stand by and look on whilst our subjects are happy. We must intervene and make everyone's lives a misery before this becomes an insurrectional movement. Newland's multi-story car park will rise again, bigger, smellier, danker, and more crime-ridden. We will build even more unreliable lifts that stink of piss, and we ensure that more needles are strewn in the stairwells. Immediate surrender by the PFLAO will be best for all in the long run," unquote, while cackling evilly. Yeah, okay. Towns across the country also held demonstrations demanding indiscriminate bombings in their town centers to rid themselves of the daily terrorism of architectural disasters. In a movement that will sweep the country and maybe the whole developed world, these are uncertain times, but you can still be sure that marmalade will taste like crude oil and mobile phones taste fantastic with kidney beans and black printer cartridges. This has been Reverend Zim with a batfuck insane story. Thank you for suffering.